Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how-to, because step-by-step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi there, and welcome to episode number 2 of She Coaches Coaches. We're just getting started. Now, in the last episode, I mentioned that clarity, courage, and confidence are some powerful qualities, and they're going to make your journey to being a successful coach so much faster and so much more enjoyable. These qualities have a common theme. They're all emotions. Much of the coaching that I do focuses on the model that was codified by Brooke Castillo. She didn't create the model, but what she did was systematize it, classify the way the world works so that it could be used to help us gain awareness of our mind. So why does this matter? Why does it matter that confidence, courage, clarity are emotions? Well, it's because each feeling that we have is actually created by our thoughts. When you feel better, energized or inspired, satisfied, proud, or confident, your vibe is better, right? And the actions that you take when you feel better will create better results. I've got a little example so I can show you what I mean. The situation. Well, say you've got a consult or a sample session lined up with a potential client. So first, imagine that you're feeling bummed out and frustrated. You've been having a really tough time, and now everything and everyone is getting on your nerves. You snap at your partner, grumble at the kids, and your shoulders are hiked up around your ears. Now it's time for you to meet that potential new client. You do, and now you try to have a conversation, but that frustration is still rolling off of you in waves. And not so surprisingly, that conversation doesn't go very well. Second, let's try a different way. You're feeling bummed and frustrated, and you take the time to see what's going on. Why are you feeling this way? So you get curious, and you see your thoughts created this feeling. Maybe you've been saying to yourself, "Ugh, I don't know if I can keep this up. Nothing is going my way. I'm just jinxed." Wait a minute. No wonder you're feeling frustrated when you talk to yourself like that, right? Now, shift your thinking instead, just a smidge. Start by taking a breath. First an inhale and an exhale. When you do it slowly, do you feel how this one breath can make a big difference in how calm and centered you feel? Just that one inhale and exhale. Yeah, me too. I can feel it. Then think instead. Here's the thought you could think. This is important to me. I am learning how to attract coaching clients. Let's just see how this conversation goes. Or even, I bet I can help her. Now, when I say those thoughts to myself, after I've breathed, I can feel my shoulders starting to drop. I can feel my clenched stomach releasing. Now, when I feel better, my whole approach is different. I'm way more relaxed and open. I'm more curious and thinking about that potential client and how I might be able to help her. And she feels that too. The result, my guess is you connect way better. You have a great conversation, and you are the coach that you want to be. So let's talk a little bit more about thoughts. We've got somewhere between 60 and 80,000 thoughts in a day. Many of them are running below the surface of our awareness. They're automatic, and our brain is just used to running them on autopilot. We don't even notice them. At least not consciously. Our brain loves to take that easy path. It's lazy. Its job is to save energy. These habit thoughts, those ones that are on autopilot, have a kind of a momentum to them. They're sort of like a snowball rolling downhill. It starts out slow, and then as gravity starts to pull on it, it grows and grows and goes faster and faster. These habit thoughts are the ones that are easy to think, because your brain has created the habit and put them on autopilot. The easiest way to start getting some awareness of your thoughts is to write them down with pen and paper. This is journaling, but it's journaling with a specific purpose. When you know what's going on in your mind, then you can get clarity for why you feel the way you do. So if you're plagued with self-doubt, and you're thinking thoughts that further fuel that doubt, your thoughts running around in your brain might sound something like this. Ah, you forgot, you silly. What did you do that for? I can't believe I said that. Oh, I hope I can find some coaching clients soon. I don't know what to do. I don't even know where to start. How will I ever make this work? I don't know how I'm ever going to find the time to get this done. And on and on and on. Did you notice that I talk to you about you and your brain as if they're separate entities somehow? Now, I do this on purpose. I've learned that this helps me to realize that I am more than my thoughts, and that my thoughts are just that. Thoughts. Sentences running through my brain. When you know what you're thinking, then you can begin to understand why it's no fun, why you're feeling bummed out, or why you're feeling inspired and empowered. Your brain is thinking the thoughts that create those feelings. And here's where it gets really interesting. Your thoughts are optional. You can change your thoughts. When you shift them, even slightly, you will also change the emotion, the feeling that you're experiencing. So you can shift from dejected to neutral, or from neutral to calm and centered. You can use your own thoughts to diffuse a bad mood, and it doesn't take long. As a new coach, you might be thinking, I don't even know where to start. Which for me creates a feeling of confusion and overwhelm. When I'm confused, I don't do anything, which isn't helpful, especially when you're wanting to get some things done so you can make progress, right? So instead, if I chose a thought something like, I bet I can figure this out, then I start to feel determined. When I'm determined, I decide some things to do, and then I do them. That helps grow my coaching practice, and it helps me find and attract wonderful clients. Now, try it for yourself. Even if you need to pause this podcast, ask yourself, how do you feel when you say, I don't even know where to start? Then take a breath, a slow inhale and exhale, and now try on this new thought. I bet I can figure this out. Now, what about you? How do you feel when you say that? I bet I can figure this out. See what I mean? Same situation, a new coach looking for coaching clients or starting a coaching business. But I bet you've got a good idea when you have this feeling of determined. When you say, I bet I can figure this out, I bet you also come up with an idea of what to try next. I do this thought work too, and that's why I'm recommending it to you. I highly recommend that it helps you to come to a more open and clean feeling. When you feel open and clear or centered, you get way better ideas. And when you're in that spot, you're going to experience way less resistance and have a lot more enjoyment. I've got a quick 5-step process that I would love you to do daily. Yep, every single day. Our minds are like the junk drawer in our metaphorical kitchen of a brain. And that junk drawer in our mind has been filling up for years. It takes some time to clean it out. You don't have to do it all in one day, a little bit every single day, and before you know it, you're going to see a major difference. So here's the five-step process. First, you set your timer for 5 minutes. Second, grab a fresh sheet of paper and a pen. Sit down with a pen and a blank sheet of paper and get ready to take dictation. I don't recommend that you do this on your phone or on your computer. The paper and pen really helps you to think this through and slow yourself down enough that you can really get the best use out of the exercise. Number three, take dictation from what your brain is saying. Write the sentences. What is your brain saying? One after another, all the way through until that 5 minute timer goes off. You know what it's like when you're cleaning out the junk drawer in your kitchen? You might say to yourself, gosh, I got to the back of the drawer. I didn't know I had a corkscrew back there. Or, hey, I forgot about these cute little napkin rings that I picked up last year. Wow, I got a lot of soy sauce and chopsticks in here. And here's the receipt for my coffee maker. That junk drawer's got a lot of stuff in it. So, you've taken your 5 minutes. You've got a big, long list of thoughts. They are all sentences in your head that you've just taken dictation on. I recommend that you write one sentence under another, under another, under another. It's like you got a big, long grocery list of sentences. Then, the next thing, step number four, you write a T beside each of the sentences that you wrote. And this is an interesting little trick. Because then when you look at that sheet and you notice all the T's, you're reminding yourself, these are my thoughts. And my thoughts can change. And some of my thoughts, all of my thoughts, are optional. Finally, step number five. Look at what you've written and remind yourself that these are thoughts. Other people have thoughts too. And they're going to have different thoughts about the exact same situation that you might be thinking about. It helps to do this at the same time every day, but if you forget, don't worry. Just start again right away. Set your timer. It's only for 5 minutes. So creating awareness is a massive step to creating confidence. Because when you know what you're thinking, it clears out your brain so you can relax and realize how much of that lack of confidence is because you're beating yourself up in your head. Confidence is a feeling that is created by the thoughts you're thinking. And the best way to know what you're thinking is to take dictation and do one of these thought downloads. So guys, thanks so much for listening. I'm super excited to hear how this goes for you. If you don't have someone who is walking you step by step through that process of becoming a coach, I'd be honored to be that coach, the one who helps you as you go from startup to success. Click on the link in the episode to find out more about ways that we can work together. I'd love to hear from you. Oh, and in closing, just before we go, I want to remind you that I want to celebrate the launch of this podcast and to thank my early listeners. To do that, I am giving away two $50 Amazon.com gift cards. All you have to do to enter is leave a review on Apple Podcasts and then email me a screenshot of your entry to info@candymotzek.com. That link is in the show notes. It's info@candymotzek@gmail.com. I'll be doing the draw on Wednesday, September 16th, 2020, and I'm doing it live on Facebook. So go ahead now, click on those show notes to find out more about how you can enter. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.